to order. Good morning. Today is Friday, June the 15th, 2018, and the time is 8:16 a.m. We have a quorum of the Strategic Planning Committee present. Matt, Bob, myself. Bob is not here, so Stacy is going to sit in for Bob. I now call this meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee of the Finance Commission of Texas to order pursuant to Chapter 551 of the Government Code. And before we go through the agenda, I'd ask Commissioner Cooper to kind of explain the process.
Okay, so for the record, we'd like to go over the process. So the committee members are Will, Bob, and Matt, and Will was the designated person for the Department of Banking, Bob was for Savings and Mortgage Lending, and Matt was for the OCCC. So the agencies submitted their strategic plan, mailed to the members on 5/21. After the members reviewed the plan, if they had any comments, the idea was for them to direct those comments to the designated member of the committee. Our plans had to be presented to the governor's office by June 8th, so obviously we had to submit those before this group could actually formally approve it, and also before the Finance Commission could approve it. But we did tell the governor's office that it would be submitted to this committee and the Finance Commission for subsequent approval. Any questions about the technical process? And that's really primarily for the record. Leslie, you have something?
Well, I just had some kind of comments, I suppose background context. I think most everybody's very familiar with strategic planning, but for the work that we do here at the agencies, this is a statutorily directed process that we have to follow. I mean, obviously goal of strategic planning is to ensure long-range planning, and in this context to maximize the efficient use of state resources and ensuring that we're servicing our core mission and that our agency missions are consistent with the statute and that they roll up consistently with the statewide mission. So the current format, which changed 2 years ago, is supposed to be intended to enable leadership to be more concise in developing those strategic visions and goals and action items to achieve the overall statewide goals. And then additionally, when we take our goals and our action plans, we have to place them in the context of those statewide objectives. And there are five of those, and you'll see in all of our reports we go through and comment on how each of our goals achieves those five statewide objectives of accountability, efficiency, effectiveness, customer responsiveness, and transparency. And so the plans are pretty much in two parts, and the first part is going to have the statement of the agency's mission, the goals, and the action plans, and that's the main body of the submitted plan. And then there are some supplemental schedules. The first one has the budget structure with our objectives, strategies, performance measures of how we're going to get there. And then there's some other a required report on redundancies and impediments that's part of the plan. And then there's part two, which I mentioned, and then there's some required appendices that relate to, for example, historically underutilized business plans, agency workforce plans, and reports on customer service. So that's sort of the overall kind of structure. And how we did them according to the instructions, as each of the agencies did them according to the provided instructions. That's the layout.
All right, any further comments? Okay. Yeah, the process, it did work very smoothly, and I did like how each one of the plans had kind of the same flow, and it was a little easy. It was easier to follow that way, although they were very intense and very detailed. They were all very good, and we got comments from various commission members and put those together and submitted those back to staff, and everything was very, very good, top-notch. All right. Next item on the agenda is the discussion and possible vote to recommend that the Finance Commission take action on the 2019 to 2023 strategic plans of the Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner, the Texas Department of Banking, and the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending. Do I hear a motion to recommend that the Finance Commission approve the agency's 2019 to 2023 strategic plan?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Matt, second by Stacy. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, the ayes have it. Any opposed, I'm sorry. The ayes have it, and the motion carries.
Will, what is it that triggers this, this action, or putting together this report? Is it on a, some kind of calendar cycle?
It's, I'll let Commissioner Cooper explain that, you know.
We have to do, each agency has to update their report and submit it to the governor. And then the, we'll get into next, the Finance Commission does not have to submit theirs to the governor, but it's, Finance Commission is required by statute to periodically update its strategic plans, which we will be doing now that the three agencies' plans are completed.
So, I mean, is it every 2 years? Is it?
Yes.
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 Okay, every 2 years?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. It rolls with the legislative session.
But the plan itself is for a 4-year time frame. You're looking forward 4 years, but we revise them and revisit them every, and readopt them every 2 years.
And were there any, and I realize I'm asking these questions in arrears, but were there any significant changes from the prior strategic plan?
See, the one before this one was the one we revamped the whole plan, right? This is the second version of that.
Second version of that. So it was pretty substantial change from what was done in 2016. Well, 2016 was similar, but the one from 2014 was a pretty substantial change from 14 to 16.
Okay.
But the budget structures and a lot of those elements are consistent over time. I mean, that's kind of, as you're looking forward, long-range planning, you like that consistency, so that part of it remains somewhat consistent.
And it was it the governor's office that was really wanting to streamline all agencies, not just the ones under the Finance Commission, to kind of be similar in style and format, so.
And they brought in some of the performance measurements that were in the Sunset.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any further questions or comments? If nothing else, this concludes the meeting.
Can we go over the timeline?
Oh, sorry.
On page 3, it has a timeline for the Finance Commission's strategic plan. And again, since the Finance Commission is not an agency, we did not have to submit it. But Section 11.002 requires us to periodically update it. So the timeline is on page 3. We have the goal is to approve it on the August 17th the Finance Commission meeting. So there'll be a lot of work between now and then. Any questions on that?
But generally, I think we try to take, we take the three agencies' plans and try to use that to help build the Finance Commission's plan. So there's important elements of that that come together to help build the Finance Commission plan.
Okay, so we'll get that and then email it back out to all the members prior to the next meeting.
Yes, so it should be by July the 18th. We'll provide the draft to you and the members, and to the chair.
The Strategic Planning Committee member.
Yeah. And then on the 31st, comments are due back from y'all, then we'll provide the draft to the full Finance Commission on August the 6th. Feedback between the 6th and the 14th of August with a presentation on the Finance Commission on August the 17th.
Can I ask a question on the schedule? Because I was a little, we always do the three agencies and then the commission, but if they were due on the 8th, did we get an extension for the commission report? Did that have a different due date, or it's just?
It's not required to be submitted to the governor.
Got it.
It's just required by the Finance Commission to do, I mean, by the,
okay,
by the Finance Code to submit, to do one. So
got
it's.
It. Thanks.
Is it, although it's not required, is it still submitted?
Yeah, we do. I think we submit it. We don't. Okay, I thought
okay.
We did.
But we publish it.
We publish it.
It
yes.
Goes on the, it goes
okay.
on the website.
All right.
Any other right. questions?
Thank you for that. Now, okay. Are we ready to conclude now? All right. There being no further business, this meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee of the Finance Commission of Texas is now adjourned. The time is 8:26 a.m.
So we got.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so we can't start because it says 8:45 or whichever's later, adjournment of strategic planning, so.
Let's go have breakfast.
I was gonna say, we'll wait till 8:45.
Breakfast tacos.
Yeah, that'd be excellent.
See if those Keurigs are.